Friends, welcome back to the subject of Six Sigma. Up till now, we have discussed three chapters. The first chapter was Six Sigma as strategy for sustained growth. The second chapter we discussed what is new in Six Sigma, whether it is old wine in new bottle, and in chapter 3, we saw the importance of process. Six Sigma addresses the process. What is that process? What are inputs? What are outputs? These concepts we have seen. And in chapter 4, we are going to discuss the key ingredients of Six Sigma management. Six Sigma works with fixed ingredients. Define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. These things, I am going to give you some introduction in this chapter. And in the next chapters, we will discuss each and every stage in more details. So, chapter number 4 gives you basic introduction about these factors, these ingredients of Six Sigma management. Let us discuss that. It is called as DMAIC, DMAIC. Some people say DMAIC methodology. Every Six Sigma project follows a standardized and systematic method. It is not on our whims and fancies. That one manager feels that it should be done that way, another man says it should be done other way. No, every Six Sigma project follows a definite, standardized, systematic method known as DMAIC, which is a formalized problem solving process. This is also a process. Six Sigma always addresses the process, and DMAIC also is a process. DMAIC is an acronym for define, measure, analyze, improve, and whatever you have improved, we must control the inputs of that process and outputs of that process also. This is something much different thought than we always or ever had about it. DMAIC. And we are going to discuss this introduction in this chapter and details in next chapters about DMAIC. Define. First phase is define. Whatever you want to solve, first define what is the problem. Define phase of DMAIC process. DMAIC process involves identifying the quality characteristics that are critical to customers. In earlier chapter, I have discussed this. CTQ, critical to quality. What is critical to your customer? Because Six Sigma addresses the requirement of a customer, needs of the customer, problems of the customer, definitely focus on the customer needs. CTQs. Then it uses CPOC method of acronym for S, suppliers, I, input, P, process, O, output, and finally C is customer. CPOC, for fulfilling the need of the customer. Who are the suppliers? What are the inputs? What is the process? What is the output of the process? Which goes to customer as a service or as a product? This CPOC we are going to discuss in detail afterwards. Then it comes VOC. What is VOC? Voice is voice of the customer. It is acronym for voice of the customer. What is he saying? What are his frustrations? What are his concerns? What are his problems? Why is not becoming competitive? Why is losing faith in us? Voice of the customer. what he says, what are his complaints, that we will discuss. And we will work only on the basis of VOC, voice of the customer, and VOP, that is the voice of the process. These are our basic things in Six Sigma. We will work on voice of the customer, we will work on the voice of the process, we will work on CTQs, and we will improve the process, which ultimately improves the CTQ problems. The steps involved in defining phase are: identify the problem, customer's problem. What is the customer's problem? He is not getting your products in time. He is having too much costly products. What are his problems? Understand and identify the problem. Make the problem statement. What is the problem? Why customer is getting frustrated? What are his concerns? Identify the problem first. Then define requirements. What are the requirements so that we can solve his problem? We can address his needs. Then define top level process. In the next chapter, that is define, I will go in details about what are the top one processes, level one processes, and who are the stakeholders for that process, and how to create a CTQ tree. In that chapter, that is chapter number 5, we are going to discuss how to create a CTQ tree. What is CTQ tree all about? And how to address those CTQs? What are the level 1 processes for which are the CTQs? That we will discuss in detail. Then we will set a goal. For example, if customers gives you a ring and we have to lift the telephone or we have to attend the telephone within 3 rings, that is the goal. Every person has to do that. Or if customer's call comes that you send your service person for attending the breakdown of engine, we must see that the service personnel reaches the customer premises within 8 hours or within 6 hours or within 4 hours. We have to set the goal, very clear goal. And that goal will be followed by every service person. Every service person, let me tell you this. Set very clear goal. Find out first what customer wants. For example, service person is going to him sometimes in 3 hours, sometimes in 8 hours, sometimes in 16 hours, sometimes in 3 days. So customer is getting frustrated about it. So set goal. And that goal must be followed by all the people. That process must be mapped. Incorporate into the project charter. We'll discuss what is project charter. I will show you a sample of project charter. Then obtain sponsorship and assemble a team. We will make a team of trained personnel, not ordinary personnel, not some general personnel. We will make a team of trained people, trained as black belts, trained as green belts, trained as yellow belts, master black belts, champions. I will also explain to you in later chapters what kind of training we give to champions, what kind of training we give for master black belts, and so on. I will tell you everything in detail. So the steps involved in define phase are these. Six Sigma tools. We will use certain definite tools in define phase. Project charter, voice of the customer, process mapping, quality function deployment, CPOC, benchmarking, project planning, management tools, and Pareto analysis. In the next chapters, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, we will be discussing these tools. What are these tools? Which are these tools? How to use these tools? This chapter is giving you only introduction. But in next chapters, I will show you every tool, how to use that. So, in this chapter, I will just give you an introduction about this. Major phase. After define phase, major phase is there. And that is the chapter number 6. In that, details about major phase will be given. But just now, I will give you the introduction about major phase. We measure what? Operationally define the CTQs. That means customer requirements, critical requirements of the customer. CTQ, critical to quality. We will find out which operation creates that CTQ. Then conducting studies of the validity of the measurement system of the CTQs. For example, how to measure. For example, we can measure a length by a foot rule. We can measure it by other means also, like micrometer screw gauge or vernier caliper. There are many methods of measuring the length. But we will find out which is the accuracy required for measuring that particular characteristics. And we will find out the capability of the measuring system. Then collecting baseline data for the CTQs. For example, where do you stand as on today for that CTQ? For example, again that simple example I will give you, that today the customer call comes and we are attending the phone maybe after 10 rings, after 15 rings. Sometimes we don't attend the call at all. Baseline data we will collect. What is happening as on now? What is happening today? If customer's call comes that send your representative for attending the breakdown on the engine. Today, how much time do you take? Sometimes 8 hours, sometimes 10 hours, sometimes 10 days, sometimes maybe 5 days, sometimes even 1 month. Sometimes we don't even send the person at all and customer is wondering what is happening. That is the baseline data of the CTQ we will collect. Then establishing baseline capabilities for the CTQs. For example, how we are measuring? What is the capability of measuring system? What is the capability of the measurement system? For example, for measuring the length, foot roll is not good enough. It is not very accurate. Micrometer screw gauge is more accurate because least count is only 0.01 or even less than that. The steps involved in measure phase are validate the problem and process. Which process creates which problem? Accurately validate which process has a direct relationship with the problem. Then redefine problem. Redefine goal. What is our goal? What goal we have taken? Is it good enough for the customer satisfaction? Redefine that. Then measure key steps, inputs to that process. Measure it. For example, measure the temperature, measure the pressure, measure the speed of the machine, measure the feed of the machine, measure the depth of cut of the machine, inputs. Then measure the existing system, whether it is good enough, what is the capability of the system. Then establish valid and reliable metrics. What I said yesterday, metrics is measure everything that results into customer satisfaction. Measure. Establish a reliable metrics, help monitor progress towards the goals redefined at the previous step and establish current process baseline. Today, where does our process stand? What is the today's performance of the process? That we will see. Six Sigma tools are measurement systems analysis. Capability of the measurement system. Then, statistical process control charts, which we will be discussing in detail. I will give you the details about the SPC, how we plan, how we create control charts, everything I will tell you. Then run charts, I will show you run charts, I will show you Pareto analysis, everything we will discuss. This chapter is only introduction, but next chapters I will tell you everything in detail. I will show you what are the Pareto charts, I will show you the statistical control process, charts, planning, everything. Then next is analyze phase. Define, then measure. After measuring, we'll analyze what is the problem. How should we go about it? Identify input. That is the main thing. Every process has inputs which create output. So first of all, we have to see what are the inputs. Inputs and process variables called X's. We will say X is the input, Y is the output. And we say Y is the function of X. We major X so that Y is under control. We control X so that Y is under control. That is the idea. Then using process map, which I will show you in that chapter of analyze, flow charts, creating cause and effect matrix, Ishikawa diagrams, that we will discuss, cause and effect matrix to understand relationship between X and CTQs. And CTQ is what? Y. What I said Y is CTQ. And which X creates that Y? That is the input of the process. So we will be discussing X's and Y's, and Y means CTQ. Then we will conduct FMEA. What is FMEA? Failure modes and effects analysis. I have lot of information about FMEA. I have done lot of studies on FMEA, lot of work I have done on FMEA. So I will be in that chapter, I will explain to you what is FMEA, failure modes and effects analysis. That we will see, that FMEA will use to identify the critical axis. What are the failure modes? Where do we fail? That we will discuss. Then operationally define the axis, collecting baseline data for the axis. What is happening today about the axis? For example, temperature. What is the maximum temperature today? Minimum temperature today? Is it good enough? Or do we have to change that? We will define the X so that we get the proper Y. That we will define. Then collecting baseline data for the axis, establishing baseline capability for the axis. What is capability? That also I will tell you. What is the machine capability? What is the process capability? All these are statistical matters. I will tell you in maximum details what I can do it. Conducting studies of the validity of the measurement system, generating hypotheses about the which axis affect which city, which axis has a straight relationship with the city. That is why we will find out. I will conduct experiments to find out which X gives effect on Y. Which X should I control that I get the proper Y? Required by the customer, required by the process, everything. The steps involved in analysis phase are develop causal hypothesis, cause and effect. Which cause creates which effect? Hypothesis, null hypothesis and other hypothesis also. Then identify vital few root causes. There may be many root causes, but Pareto analysis will tell me which are the vital few, which contribute to 75% to 80% of the problem. Which are the vital few causes? That we will find out by means of our Pareto analysis. Then validate hypothesis. Whether our hypothesis about which X results in which Y, we will find out whether that hypothesis is true or not. Then analyze the system to identify ways to eliminate the gap between current performance of the system and the desired goal. What is the current performance of the system? And what is the goal? How can we achieve that goal from today's method to that? That we will discuss. Then understand the data and use statistical tools to guide the analysis. I will explain to you all those statistical methods. Slowly you will understand everything about these statistical methods. Then Six Sigma tools for analysis phase are, as I told you, cause and effect diagrams, that is Ishikawa diagram, or some people call it as Fishbone diagram also. Then fault tree analysis. I will show you one example of fault tree analysis, problem analysis. Five, why? I ask the question, why? Not once, five times. Why? Why? Why it is happening? Why that is happening? Why? And then once I ask how. Five whys and one how. That we will ask. That I will. Then brainstorming. Then SPC charts. Then process mapping. Design of experiments. All these tools we will discuss. All these tools we will discuss. Then next phase is improve. D, M, A, I. I is improve. Once you know what are the root causes, then improve. Design appropriate experiments to understand relationship between the excess that impact the CTQs. Which excess I must change? Maybe there are many variables, many causes. What changes I should do in excess? I will design experiments for that, generate the actions needed to implement optimum levels of critical excess that minimize spread in CTQs. Spread, that is the plus minus 3 sigma or plus minus 3S. Yesterday I have explained S is standard deviation. That S also, I also call that as sigma. That is Greek letter sigma. Sigma and S, sigma and standard deviation are the same things. And yesterday I have shown the formula about how to calculate the standard deviation. Generating the actions needed to implement optimum levels of critical excess that minimize spread in CTQ. Yesterday I have discussed that we have to minimize the spread, that is we have to squeeze the standard deviation so that we squeeze the 6S so that we come much within the specifications. Specifications are plus 6 sigma minus 6 sigma. Sigma is so low that specification becomes plus minus 6 sigma. We squeeze the sigma so much that our spread, total spread becomes half of the tolerance. That is the idea what then conducting pilot tests of processes with excess set as their optimum levels. Then we will, after all this work, we will set excess at their optimum levels so that we get proper results in CTQs. We do everything for improving CTQs. For that we control X so that we get that Y, and that is the idea on which we will be working in improve phase. The steps involved in improve phase are develop ideas to remove root causes. Up to analyze phase, we almost know all the root causes. We know also vital few root causes which contribute to 80 to 85% of the problem. Then test solutions. Whatever solution we have decided, we'll test whether it is really giving the result or not. Standardized solution, measure results, improve the system. Be creative in finding out new ways to do the things better. Up till now, we have discussed only the normal routine systems. But today, we'll innovate. We'll say, okay, what best we can do, what different we can do, what innovation we can do, so that the whole thing will improve dramatically. Use project management tools to implement the new approach. Here, innovation comes. When I call it as improve phase, I sometimes call this phase as innovative improve phase. Innovative improve, I square, I say. Sometimes I call it as I square phase, not I phase. Then use statistical methods to validate the improvement. After doing all that improvement, I will find out whether that improvement has given me the results or not by using the statistical process control charts. I will validate that. Not that I will be in, you know, fool's paradise that I have done this and I have done that and results are zero. No, I will check whether my actions give me that proper results or not. Then, these are the control, these are the tools, FMEA, which I will discuss, I told you, 7 management tools, that is 7M tools, project planning and management tools, prototype and pilot studies, simulations and force field diagrams. All this I will try to discuss in these next chapters. Next chapters are dedicated to these factors, these define, measure, analyze, improve and control. And one different method is also define and design. Define and design for 6 sigma. Control phase. Next is the last in this DMAIC or DMAC is the control. Avoiding potential problems in excess. Whatever excess are to be controlled, will find out that nothing comes in the way of that. Potential problems will be there. We will solve. We will do mistake proofing. Pukayoke. So that whatever excess we want to control, they will be definitely controlled. I will explain this pukayoke also. It is a Japanese word. That is mistake proofing. Then standardizing successful process changes. We will write down what is the new process. We will make a standard operating procedure. We will make a process analysis. We will make a process chart. Develop the process control plan. We'll find out how to control the process from step to step, for every step, for every step, for every step. What control we have to put on the input, that control plan we'll make. For example, there is a stage called welding. How to control that welding so that final output is okay. Maybe I have to employ a qualified welder for that. Maybe I have to employ a better welding process for that. Like maybe CO2 welding. I have to think how that process of welding becomes very capable so that no defects are generated by that method. Documenting the control plans. I will make a list of all control on every stage of the process. That is control plan and turning over the control plan to process owner. Who is this process owner? That I will define and explain to you in next chapters, because process owner is a person very, very important in the process. So that I will tell you. The steps involved are establish standard methods to maintain performance, correct problems as needed, control the new system, institutionalize the new system by modifying compensation and incentive systems. Maybe the operators are just now producing 1000 parts in 8 hours. After modifying the process, they start manufacturing 1250. Maybe because of this, earlier they were getting 400 rupees incentive and now they will start getting only 250. They will become unhappy. Maybe we have to see how their incentive is protected or maybe improved from 400 to 600 rupees. We have to modify the incentive scheme, because I don't want that the person gets less incentive because of the improved process. Maybe if it is efficiency is same as earlier, that is 120 or 125, I want him to earn the same amount of incentive. I want him to earn same amount of money of that. We have to change the policies, procedures, budget, operating instructions. I have to change the operating instructions for that process, because the parameters of the process have changed now. So then use statistical tools to monitor stability of the new system. What is stability? That every part produced by me is within the control limits, not specification limits, control limits. Control limits are tighter than the specification limit. If specification limits are so wide, control limits will be so wide. And I want all the parts to be within those control limits, and then I will call that process is stable. I have removed all the special causes. Now, whatever variation is there within those control limits is because of the common causes. So, all that we will be coming. The tools SPC, FMEA, reporting system, and ISO 9001. Then, one is DMADV. Other than DMAIC, this is the DMADV. What is DFSS? What is DFSS? Design for Six Sigma. That means I will completely make a new design for that component so that it satisfies the customer's new requirements. I will design the product. I will design the service. I will design the process in such a way that customer gets whatever he wants as per his today's requirement. DMADV is a Six Sigma quality method that is used to design a new process, new product, new services with the goal of delivering the final product to the client. For example, earlier in Bosch, we were manufacturing the injectors. But the new norms of emission have come. Now, this old type of injectors are not good enough because they want tighter norms for emission. So, I have completely redesigned the injectors, which now we call it as common rail system, a complete new design. For example, in our house, earlier, big box type TVs were there, cathode ray type. Customer said, I don't have so much place for keeping these big TVs. I want a slim kind of a TV. So, we have completely made the new design, and now we have LED TVs. Sleek, very good LED TVs in our house. Now, whatever price, low price you offer, nobody is going to buy those cathode ray type of TVs. Everybody wants LED type of TVs. And the completely new design we have made. So, DMADV is a Six Sigma quality method that is used to design new processes, new products, new services with the goal of delivering the final product to the client as per his today's requirement. Then, goal of DMADV process is the creation of high quality product, keeping the customer and the customer's need in mind. Each letter of the acronym DMADV is what? D is for define, M is for measure, A is for analyze. Same as DMEC. And fourth D is for design. Completely new design. And V is validate that design. Validate that design whether that design really fulfills the need or not. Validate that design. And that is the DMADV, which we call it as DFSS also. What is DFSS? Design for Six Sigma. Define, measure, analyze, design and verify. Define the project goals and customer deliverables. Measure and determine customer needs. Analyze the process options. Design the product process to meet the customer needs of today. Maybe customer needs of future also. Maybe today's needs are different. In future, different needs may come. So, we may have to have the vision of the process, future also. Verify the design performance and ability to meet customer needs. DMADV and DFSS are essentially the same process. DFSS stands for Design for Six Sigma and is just another name for DMADV. During the design phase, there will be lot of demand on creativity. We can't have our normal thing. Creativity, innovativeness. So that customer gets something which is, he will say, wow, something great has come. Customer's wow, customer's thrill is important for me. So that I design a completely new product. The phase will include several executives from development, testing, prototype building. Lot of efforts are required in reviewing simulations, process, modeling, risk analysis and developing process charts. A complete new innovation. Design for Six Sigma. That is DMADV. Thank you. In the next chapters, we will discuss each phase. For example, define, measure, analyze, improve or innovative improvement and control in more details. Thank you.